name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning we begin a series of sermons throughout this Lenten season on Christian stewardship. Our first text that we look at this morning is recorded in 1 Kings. We read in chapter 17, beginning at verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, that is to Elijah. Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so that I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land." She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This past week here in Indianapolis, coaches and GMs ran a couple hundred college players through their paces as these young men hope one day to play pro football in the NFL. These players lifted weight, they ran races, and they leaped vertically. All of these and other activities were done to test them, to measure their skills and how well they used them. How you and I live our lives in Christ as His dear children is in a very real way a test or a measure of how we use what God has given us. We may even say that those activities that we carry out in our lives as God's children are the use of our particular spiritual skill sets. How I make use of the hours of my day, how I use the abilities God has given me in whatever particular vocation I am in, what I do with my financial resources to the glory of God are all tests or measures of my sanctification. The Lenten season, with its six resurrection oases spread through those 6 weeks among it, is a good time to consider our spiritual skill set of stewardship. After all, Lent is a time for repentance. It's time to repent for our sin of being poor stewards. of not giving to the Lord as we should, as we could and need to as His children. It's also a time in those Sundays where we celebrate weekly the resurrection of Jesus Christ to know about the forgiveness of our sins, to have that justification that forgives our failings and compels us, among other things, as the children of God, to be more faithful in our stewardship. This morning we begin with looking at something that prevents us from being more faithful in our offerings, particularly of money. And that thing is fear. We are afraid that when we give more to the Lord, that we're not going to have enough left to spend on ourselves. If we take care of the Lord's needs first, then certainly our coffers will run out and our treasury at home will fail. We are afraid to give to the Lord. The lesson of Elijah and the widow in Sidon need to show us that nothing could be further from the truth. Don't be afraid. You won't run out. We are in fear that we do not have enough. And God promises us a continuing supply. The Lord tested Elijah's faith. He told him to leave the famine in Israel and go to the famine in Sidon, next to the Mediterranean Sea. And instead of seeking help from a fellow Israelite, I'm going to send you to a Gentile widow who is living in poverty for someone to take care of you. And the Lord tested the widow, not speaking to her directly, but with His providential moving of all things to accomplish His purposes, He chose her and selected her to take care of Elijah's needs for his daily bread. Even though the Lord knew that she would be asking to give of the little she had, when there really wasn't a lot left in the pantry. As you and I consider this coming miracle and apply it to our Christian stewardship, it is so vital that we see the Lord's hand moving this scene. The Lord sent Elijah to that widow. The Lord chose that widow to take care of Elijah from her need to provide for the prophet. And the Lord would open His hand and supply what they needed, not only for the moment, but also for the future. So what happened? Elijah trusted in the Lord and he came to the widow and asked her to give him some water and bread. The widow was afraid. She was afraid that she didn't have enough to share. This fear almost kept her from doing the will of the Lord. This fear almost prevented her from enjoying the abundance that the Lord knew and Elijah knew was going to come in the future. What does that have to do with us? The Lord has sent us to this place. The Lord has sent us to take care of each other in this place. The Lord has called us to share the never-ending supply of His grace and forgiveness in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with the world. to do the work that He has given us to do. The offering plate through which we do that work is a test. What you and I put into the offering plate is a measure of our trust in the Lord. It is a measure of our love for the Lord. What you and I put into the offering plate is a measure and a test of our willingness to overcome fear and to sacrifice for the benefit of one another, to take that gospel of the forgiveness of sins of Jesus Christ into this community and into the world. Fear gets in the way of that. Hesitation becomes a hurdle because we're afraid that if we share more, if we share too much, then we're not going to have enough for ourselves. We're not going to be able to have what we need. There's a big difference here, in spite of all the similarities between us of Bethlehem Lutheran Church than that widow. That widow was asked to give of her want. I don't know any of us that is living in want. I may be wrong, but I don't know of any of us that is down to a quart jar full of flour and a little bit of olive oil in the bottom of the bottle with enough to make one more little loaf of bread. Is any of us going to go home today and bring those two things together and make a bun-sized little loaf of bread, eat it, and then die? You and I don't have that same want that this widow had, and that she really has more in common with the widow in the temple than she has with us. That widow who gave her last mite, who gave her last penny to the Lord out of her want in sacrifice. Two widows both relied on the Lord to take care of them. Both of them took God at His word, "Don't be afraid." God is telling you and me today, don't be afraid. You won't run out. Your offering is a measure of your reliance on the Lord. And it is fear that gets in the way of your generous and your regular offerings to do our work. Fear that we will run out of what we need if we give to the Lord first, if we give to the Lord in regular sacrifice. Now is the time to throw off that fear. Now is the time to increase your offerings as the Lord moves us forward together to take care of each other and our spiritual needs with the Word of God that we focus on as members of our church. Now's the time to work together and move forward in sharing that gospel of Jesus Christ. We are here in this place so that some people who are strangers to us, as they did this morning, say, "We're from the area and we just came in to visit. We just came in to hear what you have to say and what you're offering." Don't be afraid. The Lord offers and promises a continuing supply. Elijah gave the widow reason not to be afraid. You think that really that's all you have left? You think that if you give to me first, that you're not going to have enough for yourself? Well, let me tell you, Elijah said, that's not the case, because this is what's going to happen. But first, make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and for your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry, until the Lord sends rain on the land. And that's exactly what happened. That jar of oil never was used up. The jug of oil, literally, it never failed. Every time that the widow or her son or Elijah needed food, needed bread, which is really representative of all we need to sustain our bodies and lives, there was enough there for our needs. God provided that, first of all, in that special miracle, but then later, when Elijah, who had said, it isn't going to rain, Ahab, because of your idolatry, when Elijah again said it will rain, that it rained. And it once again watered the earth and provided the daily bread. The Lord promised and provided the widow and her son and Elijah a continuing supply of bread. We generally think of how we get our daily bread and everything else with our money. If I give more money to the Lord, if I increase my offerings, then I think I'm going to run out. I think I'm not going to have enough to take care not only of what I need, but what I want. And so I better be careful about how much I give. That can be true also of a congregation. You know, our offerings might not be enough. We might not have enough in the future. So we better be careful about what we plan when it comes to ministry. Better be careful what we do to reach out with the gospel, because we might run out and our treasury might run dry. Don't be afraid. You won't run out. We're not going to run out as a congregation. As the Holy Spirit moves us with that dying love of our Savior Jesus Christ to compel us to be generous and regular in our sacrifices. The most certain way to have enough as a Christian is to give to the Lord first. The way that the widow could be certain she would have enough for her and her son was to give to Elijah first, as God had commanded her to do. The way we know that we will always have enough as a congregation is to give generously to the needs of others in the church at large and through our Christian charity and to one another as members of the body of Christ. The word of the Lord promised that little group of the widow and her son and Elijah in the midst of that famine continuing supply of what they needed. And that's what they received. God has made that exact same promise to us as well. He promises us no less. It is fear that makes us lift light weights. It is fear and hesitancy that makes us walk and not run in our spiritual race. It is fear that keeps our feet on the ground instead of making great leaps of faith, trusting in the Lord to provide everything that we need personally and collectively. Now's the time to cast off that fear, to be generous and regular in your offerings. Don't be afraid. You won't run out of anything. Amen.